So Amethyst and I are out for a walk, and we're just having this conversation. I wanted to capture this for our podcast. So if there's a little bit of wind occasionally, please forgive that. We're talking about, can you care and not have empathy? Can you care about someone and not have empathy? And the interesting observation you had, Amethyst, is about this caring and having a vested interest versus the having the empathy to go, you understand what they're going through. And, you know, there are people in our lives that are, well, let's step over here maybe. Won't be quite as windy. So we have people in our lives who care about us when it really is in their best interest in terms of what they get out of the relationship. And then there's people who care, and you know, I don't believe there's any such thing as caring and loving unconditionally, because as soon as someone becomes unlovable, you have conditions in place. So I don't know whether I'm messing up the direction of this conversation is going.
The caring can happen unless you figure out, you can connect with that person and find out what they care about. And that's then when empathy takes place. So you can't really call it caring without empathy. And then I would suggest then that it is just an invested interest.
They have something to get out of it, or okay.
And something that maybe companionship. It's something that's the latest shiny.
I care because this is the current care about you because this is the current relationship I'm in. I'm not really committed.
Using the analogy earlier of when you move to a location, you're looking for a house and you don't know where you want to live. So you say, okay, let's go to this particular region and let's buy or rent a house for a month or two and see what it's like to live here. So you do that and you know there's a lot of interest in the area. We're scouting things out, checking things out. And at some point, you get to the point where you really care about the location and you say, gee, I think this is the place. This
is where we buy the house. And then you commit to living there.
Right. So now you care about the place. It's more than just an interest. And you care about what happens in the community. You care whether or not people are drowning and whether there's, in the lake and whether they have life jackets available. Right. And you start caring about people in that region and about whether the roads are bumpy and maybe making recommendations to town council. And, you get involved in whatever way it is. You know, not everybody gets involved that way. But you don't do that if you just are checking things out. And so you kind of, in a relationship, it can almost become like a project.
Yeah, so the people that you're with, are they your projects? As opposed to, are you committed to them?
And you have empathy? Are you caring about what they care about? Because that's how you connect with somebody.
So you can care, but do you care about what they care about? And are you committed, invested in helping them deal with that or face that or walk that, live a life a certain way or achieve something? Where you have the empathy for someone's, for example, you have the empathy for someone's resistance or fear, or resistance to change or fear, as opposed to, as opposed to the ultimatum route, you either change and do this or I'm gone. And that happens in relationships all the time.
There's the flip side or the dark side of empathy and caring in a relationship overly much. So in a business, you may try and decide whether or not it's better to be a consultant, a fiduciary, a mentor, a coach, whatever your role is going to be in your business. And at some point, though, you have to recognize and draw the line. At the difference between being a mentor or a coach is that you're not a counselor. other right. people have their the responsibilities on their shoulders to for their emotions, and you can be there to support them and help to you know, run ideas off you, maybe brainstorm together, and you learn to care about what they care about. But at some point you have to cut the line and say, all right, this is your problem, this is not my problem, you need to do the work, and I'm here to support you while you do it. So yes, we can care about somebody, or we can have interest in somebody, we can have love for somebody, but there's varying degrees of connection.
Well, I wonder, though, I mean, it begs a question. The question that's rolling in my mind as you were just finishing that up was, can you love someone and not have empathy for them?
No.
I don't think you can either. So
that's
what we confuse
as
love, what'd you say?
It's not real love, it's just a habit.
Oh. Very interesting. So if you have thoughts about this, we'd love to hear them. It's just a conversation we were having, kind of thinking about, reflecting on our past and whatever. But it's like a really interesting topic. You know, do I care? You know, with that. So
can you care without empathy?
Can you care without empathy? I think you can, but you won't. I wonder, can you?
I'd like to hear other people's opinions on that.
Yeah, we'd love some feedback and conversation and dialogue. And if you're interested in having a conversation with us, we could do we can have a conversation on the Anchor app, and we could actually have a real life conversation with people about this. We'd be very interested in that. Stay tuned, and if you're interested, reach out. We'd love to chat.